Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Juneau-based Native Corporation Gold Belt Incorporated has a new president and CEO. Bob Lozell will join the company later on this month. Gold Belt's board of directors announced yesterday. Lozell has 30 years experience in Alaska, including 10 years as president and CEO of Sheattica's Native Corporation, or of Sitka's Sheattica Native Corporation from 1999 to 2009. And since leaving Sheattica, he's been general manager of Orca International Management, a subsidiary of EAC Corporation, as well as a consultant to Native corporations and government contractors. Gold Belt's previous president and chief executive officer, Gary Drube, retired in June after more than a dozen years with the company. An Anchorage lawmaker plans to introduce legislation that would provide tax credits to businesses that hire military veterans. Anchorage Senator Bill Welikowski calls the proposal a winning proposition for both struggling businesses and for veterans, which he says would have an increased chance of finding work. He says veterans are proven leaders with a solid work ethic. Figures show higher than average unemployment rates among veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The proposed measure would provide a $2,000 tax credit for each veteran who works at least 1,560 hours within a year, or roughly 30 hours a week. The Juno Douglas High School Drama Department has been selected to perform next year at the prestigious International Fringe Theater Festival in Edinburgh, Scotland. Juno Douglas High School has also been voted one of the best high school theater programs in the United States by the American High School Theater Festival. High school theater groups must be nominated by a college theater program to begin the application process. Theater Department Director Michela Morris says she doesn't know who recommended Juno Douglas High School, but she was notified last September, which began the formal application process. In December, a panel of judges from the American High School Theater Festival selected Juno Douglas High School to attend the 2013 festival. Morris says between 20 and 30 hardworking theater students will participate. The Juno Douglas High School program has a year to prepare and raise funds for the trip. Moore estimates it will cost more than $6,000 per student for travel and the festival.
You know, it's different professional groups, and then high schools who have been accepted for this honor perform their plays every night, and they get feedback, I believe, from judges. It's a two-week program, so the kids get to go to a lot of workshops, too, and learn from lots of different people from around the world.
She says students will be at the International Fringe Theater Festival for about 2 weeks in August of 2013. Moore hopes the students will be able to raise most of the funds from their shows. The next Juno Douglas High School play is a modern version of Cole Porter's Kiss Me, Kate, which begins February 10th. And the first Juno baby of the new year was born to a Bartley Regional Hospital obstetrics nurse who was on duty when she went into labor. Sophie Mae Babcock was born at 2:55 in the afternoon New Year's Day. Her mother is a nurse, Angela Babcock, and father is Danny Babcock, a firefighter for Capital City and Fire and Rescue. Sophie Mae weighed 6 pounds, 7 ounces and was 20 inches long. Weather forecast calls for 3 inches of snow for the capital city today with high temperature about 35 degrees. Capital Transit on their winter road route schedule for today.